Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Unmasking Autism. Discovering the New Faces of Neurodiversity by Devin Price, PhD, is a nonfiction book about autism, masking, and neurodiversity. Drawing on the author's own experience as an autistic person, along with social science research and personal reflection, it examines how many autistic people learn to hide their traits in order to pass as neurotypical. The book argues that this masking can protect people in the short term, but often creates long-term costs such as exhaustion, anxiety, identity confusion, and alienation. Rather than treating autism only as a deficit to be managed, Price frames it as a natural form of human variation with distinct strengths, needs, and ways of being. The book also offers practical guidance for readers who want to explore unmasking safely, build more authentic relationships, and challenge social expectations that pressure autistic people to conform. It is written for autistic adults, especially those who were diagnosed late or have long felt invisible, as well as for allies and professionals seeking a more accurate understanding of autism. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, masking as camouflage and compensation in autistic life. A central contribution of the book is its clear explanation of masking as a learned survival strategy. Price describes masking not simply as pretending to be normal, but as a set of behaviors autistic people use to reduce social friction and avoid stigma. This can include suppressing stimming, forcing eye contact, scripting conversations, or carefully monitoring tone and facial expression. The book also distinguishes between camouflage, which hides visible autistic traits, and compensation, which uses planning or routines to manage difficult situations. That distinction matters because it shows that masking is not one single behavior, but a broad adaptation to social pressure. Price's analysis helps readers see why masking is often invisible to others while still being exhausting to the person doing it. The book's value lies in making this hidden labor legible, and in showing that what looks like easy social functioning may actually depend on continuous effort, self-surveillance, and emotional strain. Secondly, the mental health cost of living behind a neurotypical performance, the book repeatedly returns to the psychological toll of long-term masking. Price argues that when autistic people spend years suppressing their natural responses, they can lose contact with their own preferences, boundaries, and emotional signals. This often produces burnout, anxiety, depression, and a sense of disconnection from identity. The analysis is important because it shifts the conversation away from whether masking is socially effective and toward what it costs over time. In this framework, success at passing as neurotypical is not treated as a sign of health. Instead, it can be understood as a fragile arrangement that demands constant emotional expenditure. Price also shows why many people do not recognize the damage until adulthood, especially if they were praised for being quiet, compliant, or easy to manage. By connecting masking to distress and self-estrangement, the book explains why unmasking is not a superficial style choice, but a serious mental health issue for many autistic adults. Thirdly, autism reframed through neurodiversity rather than deficit. Instead of presenting autism mainly as a disorder defined by lack, the book uses a neurodiversity lens that emphasizes variation, value, and difference. Price does not deny that autistic people face real disabling barriers, but he resists the idea that their traits are inherently wrong or less human than neurotypical traits. This reframing changes the moral structure of the discussion. If autism is understood as a form of neurodivergence, then the issue is not how to erase autistic traits, but how to build a world that does not punish them. The book therefore makes a distinction between social difficulty created by autistic differences and suffering created by exclusion, misunderstanding, and rigid norms. That is one of its most important analytical moves. It helps readers see that the same traits that get labeled problematic in one setting may also support focus, honesty, pattern recognition, creativity, or intense interest in specific subjects. The book does not romanticize autism, but it does challenge deficit-based assumptions that have shaped public discourse for decades. Fourthly, it says, intersectionality and why masking is harder for marginalized autistic people. A major strength of the book is its attention to how masking intersects with race, gender, sexuality, and class. Price argues that autistic people who are also marginalized often have stronger incentives to conceal their traits because they are more likely to be judged, misread, or punished. The book gives particular attention to people who are overlooked by older autism stereotypes, especially women, trans people, non-binary people, queer people, and people of color. This matters because autism has often been publicly imagined through a narrow demographic profile, which has contributed to delayed recognition and misdiagnosis. Price's approach shows that invisibility is not random. It is shaped by social expectations about who is allowed to look autistic. It argues that unmasking is not equally safe or equally available to everyone, and that any serious discussion of autism has to account for vulnerability, power, and unequal access to acceptance. Lastly, practical unmasking as self-knowledge, relationships, and accommodation, the book is not only diagnostic or critical, it also offers a practical framework for change. Price presents unmasking as a gradual process of learning what one actually needs, values, and enjoys after years of adaptation to others. The exercises and suggestions described in the book focus on self-expression, special interests, autistic relationships, and the re-examination of stereotypes that shape self-image. This practical side is significant because it avoids reducing unmasking to a purely internal epiphany. Instead, the book also extends responsibility beyond the individual by arguing for broader social accommodation and acceptance. That is a key point. Unmasking is not framed as a private self-improvement project, but as a response to a world that has demanded excessive conformity. The result is a guide that links personal healing to structural change rather than separating the two. In conclusion, Unmasking Autism will be most useful for autistic adults, especially late-diagnosed readers, people who have spent years camouflaging their traits, and anyone trying to understand why social performance can feel so costly. It is also relevant for family members, educators, clinicians, and disability advocates who want a more accurate picture of autistic experience than older deficit-based descriptions provide. The book offers two kinds of value. Intellectually, it clarifies how masking works, why it develops, and why it is so often mistaken for ordinary adjustment. Practically, it gives readers language for recognizing exhaustion, self-suppression, and identity loss, while also pointing toward safer forms of self-understanding and accommodation. What makes it stand out in the autism literature is the combination of insider perspective, social analysis, and concrete guidance. Many books either explain autism from the outside or focus narrowly on symptoms and coping. Price instead centers autistic subjectivity, especially for people whose autism has been missed because of gender, race, sexuality, or other forms of marginalization. That makes the book especially important in the neurodiversity category, where it functions as both critique and roadmap. If you would like to support Devin Price, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.